Arneman Miller.
What's that music? Vampire Weekend. Guess my next question would be, why is it playing?
I don't want audio. I don't want audio.
And what
I don't
he's saying is, he really doesn't want to hear something in audio form.
Do you
right
want
now,
this audio, so, Dan, or well, do you not want audio?
I don't want audio!
It's all happening right now, guys.
What, are you walking out?
It's,
shut up!
My watch is wrong. What's the temperature, Bob? It's probably 80-something in Dallas. And here in studio...
82.
It is the legendary morning show of The Ticket in Dallas, known as the Musers.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dan.
George Dunham.
George!
Craig Miller.
Ready for our high five?
Gordon Keith.
Junes.
Are morning. In studio to
afternoon.
Celebrate...
There's Gordon over there. Look at him.
...the 25th anniversary of The Ticket. Today, we are going to focus on... We're going to try and focus. We're not good at that.
We got to.
But it is number 19 on The Ticket's top 25 were the Musers' prank call of the week.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
This is non-disclosure. Yes.
A bit which hasn't really been done
bring
since
it back.
99? Like, this was a 5-year bit, a 4-year bit?
Maybe early aughts was the last one.
I think shorter than that. Didn't it have about a 1-year run, and then we got beaten down by it? Maybe 2
Maybe.
Years?
Yeah,
it's the dang laws of the land that got us.
It's all fading. Yeah.
It is.
Because then they changed the... We used to have the protocol that we would do the prank call, and then at the end of it, in the elation of someone's relief that this wasn't real, you would say, and we can you mind if we play this on the air? Oh, no, man, go ahead.
That's funny, man.
Tell you, man, you had me. And then you get permission, and you play it. But then we heard that we were supposed to ask up front, or at least alert them up front, that you're being recorded right now for possible broadcast purposes. Yeah, can I? It made no sense. You can't prank call if you alert them up front. So that just put the nail in the coffin.
Future generations won't even understand what a prank phone call is.
No.
You know, that did kill it, but... We kept it alive for about 2 months because we just started calling people we knew.
Right.
And we figured
that's how we got around.
They would give us permission. But then we ran out of people we knew.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
They got tired of us calling them.
Already we were battling caller ID. What is it?
ID.
That's
ID, yeah.
Identification. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did you guys grow up prank calling people?
Sure.
You know my answer.
Yeah, I know Craig did.
Certainly Junior. A little bit. Not as much as Craig. But yeah.
Because we did too, but I remember Star 69, I think it was.
Oh, God.
Is that the callback thing?
Very nice. Who's your favorite 69 star? What?
Are you?
Tom Seaver, I guess. Miracle Mets, right?
Hmm.
So, you've answered that question before on the morning show, apparently.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was ready for it.
You're ready for the Great Gordon.
Yeah, we used to go to
set the defense for that
and,
one.
And I
remember
swear,
when there were classifieds in the newspaper, that was always hunting ground for us when we were doing prank calls. Because
you guys would
you say you had a refrigerator for sale?
As a kid, we would call about some car, and it would say something like new brakes, and we'd always say, "Okay, if you put the old brakes back on and give me a $300 off." We were always trying to get them to restore the car back to all the stuff that they had just done to it.
What a time waste.
So I'm fascinated by this bit only because I used to also prank call as a kid, but it's a very low percentage rate of hit, you know, to actually be successful. And to be successful enough to bring one on the air, it just seems like that's impossible. And I remember you telling me when
I... Who's you? I'm listening on the air and I don't...
Anyone but you.
Oh.
I remember you telling me, Jeb, exclusive Jebinator, long ago when I first came upon this bit and loved your past hits. This is when I first started working here. You were like, we'd do it live on the air sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes
we have. Yeah.
We're just live on the air, a prank call.
That's how we got Dale one morning.
That's the
because
best.
Because we were talking about one of these, I think you're about to play, and we started talking about it. Think we'd get him again? And we called him at home, and I was either Norm or Dan Bennett again, and we got him again.
Okay, well, those are actually the two we're going to play.
Okay.
One in this segment, one in the next segment. But
what about the shirts and skins? You're not playing?
Well, I did listen to somewhere in this 25th anniversary stuff and all the people sending us different audio, I came across one that was just apparently a work tape. Like, this is just prank calls we were trying. I got Craig calling apparently a CBS 11 reporter or a producer guy behind the scenes. You were upset at something somebody had said on the air. And you wasted this guy's time for 7 minutes or whatever. That he said the BS word, you said. And you were calling a women's clothing store or a clothing store trying to get a job as a clothing salesman, Craig, as Jack Ramsey. You had a lot of experience selling. Do you remember any of these?
I remember none of them.
Really?
None.
What I love most about Craig and his love for the prank call is that we have definitely caught him doing it without even recording it, of course. The Red Wings postgame show where he was just calling in, wasn't doing it for the air, was just doing it because it's there to be done.
I swear we've done this on the air before, and I should have the audio because I think we've played audio, and I can't find it, of Craig calling Norm when Norm was on TV.
Yeah.
And you weren't in radio or anything yet, right? But you were just at home with your buddies, and you used to prank call Norm in the 80s?
Yeah, early 80s when he had a talk show in the evening on WBAP, me and my high school buddy used to prank call him. And we would call him because Brad Sham had delay, so Brad would always dump us. But Norm had no delay, so we were guaranteed to get in. And Norm would let us on, and he would recognize our voices, and he even thanked us in his end-of-the-year show. Thank you to Craig and Quinson, who are regular callers. Even though we regularly prank called him, he still thanked us. But yeah, that doesn't sound familiar to me, Dan, either of those calls. But the premise of the first one does, because we've got a buddy in television in San Antonio. And one time I was at his house very early when he got his first job there. And I said, hey, I'm gonna prank call your competition. So I prank called the competition complaining about something that I thought I heard the other sportscaster say, trying to get him in trouble. Oh, I said I was a big advertiser. That's what I said.
Oh, just vague? I'm a big advertiser?
Yeah. You know who I am.
You don't have to tell who you are.
And then it seems like at the end of some of these, if you knew the person, you would say, yeah, and by the way, you were calling one of them a truck dealer. And you're upset that somebody had sold you a lemon. And at the end of it, you were like, yeah, I couldn't even listen to my favorite morning show on the way in, Dunham and Miller. You ever heard that morning show? Yeah. You ever heard the prank of the week? And then they'd be like, oh mother.
Yeah.
Which I think happens in this Dale Hansen. So I think this might be the first. Let's play one of these now. This is, I think, when Dale Hansen first started working here. This is Dale Hansen being called by Dan Bennett.
This is the one we did. General manager.
Is this the one I think this one we did live. Yeah.
To share a room? Is this the one?
No.
This is the give up an hour of...
So Dale Hansen used to do noon to one.
Yeah.
Monday and Friday.
Right.
And
then you guys would come on.
Got paid well to do it, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
But this is even before us. This is when Rocco's on.
Okay. And I wanted him to give up...
And they were supposed to do it together?
Well, no, I wanted him to give up some time for Scott Murray and I guess Mike Ducey or maybe Paul Crane. Who knows? Maybe even before Mike Ducey and that he needed to give up an hour because we were starting to get some complaints that it was all Channel 8, so we needed to work in some other sportscasters.
Okay.
If he didn't mind.
Nice. So this is when Dale first started working here, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay.
KTCK, Dallas, Fort Worth, The Ticket.
You may be too unstable to.
Yeah, this is live.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Is Dale there?
Yeah, Mass is calling.
Yeah, this is Dan Bennett.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
This is live on the air.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Dan Bennett.
Hello?
Dale Hansen.
Dan Bennett.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
All right, didn't wake you up, did I?
Nope, Chris did that.
Nah. Hey, excited about the ticket thing.
Good. Good,
excited about that.
Yeah.
A couple of items about it. Do you mind at least a couple of times a month co-hosting with Rocco?
Probably not. That's a little twist that I'm not sure I'd be real comfortable with.
All right, we can talk about that. I won't force
that.
Where's
that coming from?
Well, there's kind of reaction from him, but we can table that one. We can probably work around that one.
The only problem I got with that, I mean, I don't have any personal problems with anybody, but I mean, this guy's tried to make his name for 2 years by beating up on me.
Yeah.
And now I'm supposed to sit there and do what?
Yeah.
I don't want to sit there and get into a pissing match with him on the air and play some kind of a fake deal,
No, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I want to do, we can table that one. The one that I think you might have a problem with, and again, this is coming from me because I'm getting hammered on this thing. Because we have you on, all the other stations that advertise with us are saying, can we get our guy up? And just a thought, just hear me out.
Can we do what now? Yeah.
Well, all the other stations, 4, 5, 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They've been making a big deal about you being on. So just play along with me just for a second.
All right.
What if we had Murray, Jensen, Ducey, maybe Laufenberg once a month?
What, you mean on my time frame?
Yeah. Well, on with you.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Well, it's just ideas we're kicking around.
Yeah. No, I can't do that. You can put them on. I mean, I don't care about if you want to hire them and put them on, but obviously I don't want to come off like the egotistical here, but I mean I think there's a reason you got me on your station instead of Scott Murray.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
I mean I realize it puts you. I mean you can't very well say that to people who advertise with you, but
hey, could you hold on just for a second?
Sure.
Hang on just for a second. Someone else. I'm gonna turn the phone over to somebody.
Yeah, no problem.
Deal?
Yeah.
It's Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
Whatever you do, don't fall for another prank call. I'm sorry, this is your ticket initiation.
This is like when a rookie comes into the NHL, they roll him in a carpet and shave his head. I can't believe you fell for another one.
This is getting ridiculous. They got me again. So why do I have a feeling that last line about a reason I'm on the air is going to be played over and over?
We dumped the one part.
Yeah, we had to dump you at one point.
We dumped the one part.
Yeah, when you use another name for Richard, we had to dump that.
Yeah, I think that's only fair. Who was that Bennett, though?
No, that was Giorgio's Dan Bennett. Isn't that greatness?
You're kidding me. I swear to God, you're dead on.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You guys are killing me.
See, this only works on you about every 3 years. We have to space it out.
Yeah,
all right.
I've never heard Dale lose it like that. That so funny.
Was that before Dale developed the trail off?
There's a little bit of
at the beginning. When he said that, Kristen.
That's amazing. That's amazing that you would do that live on the air. And who knows, that's almost not fair to the guy you're calling.
I know.
About work things, if he's just...
He's really bagging on
Rocco.
You could do that.
Not that everybody didn't bag on Rocco, from what I understand, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. There are a few people you could do that to, but you knew you could do that to Dale.
That's unbelievable.
Dale wouldn't care.
That's so funny. All right, so we have the Musers. We're celebrating their ticket prank call of the week. We have even more. because we have the three true musers up here all at the same time. And we continue with our Ticket 25 series next.
Canceled.
Back on.
This is a special Ticket Silver Anniversary Roundtable. Sharing stories from a classic moment deep from the 25-year annal of annals of Ticket Lore. On Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick. Part of mine.
Yesterday, Ben Michael Sam told the world he's gay. Tells the world he's gay, 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 gay.
Michael Sam, you love another
top of his range.
More comfortable with that.
I don't understand his work, but he's part of mine.
118. We're up here with the Gentle Musers. It's Ticket 25.
It was great. It was like the camp out. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We were all hanging out there.
Yeah, like a small version of the camp out today.
There's no fire here.
Yeah, I need a fire.
I want to ask the professor something real quick.
Yes.
Professor's here.
Did you guys really, on the day you were scheduled to come up here, did you really talk to George Steinbrenner's grandson?
We did it.
We did it all for you.
He's an IndyCar owner, sir.
Did it to help your show.
We're awesome. Gearheads, and he's coming to town. So that's
joining
total gearheads.
Lance Armstrong's mom,
Chris Visser.
Yeah, that's the other thing I heard at the beginning
Brad
of
Shams
Bad Radio.
Brother.
That, and
Bill,
then I heard
Bill Paterno.
Yeah, the Muses will be up here. Hopefully, they won't fight. 5 minutes later, these two are pummeling each other. That's the worst
that
thing you've
never
said.
That
didn't
happen.
I say it. Worst thing you've ever said.
Prove it. That didn't happen.
Mino just proved it. He played it 20 minutes ago.
How great was it?
That was pretty amazing, although I see Dan's point, because you didn't say, yeah, it's Bowling for Soup's 25th anniversary, too. They've got a
have a big celebration.
I'm right.
They're celebrating their celebration.
You did say right. that.
Yeah, and then they've got a celebration going, too.
All right, back to the Muser right. prank call of the week. Back to you guys.
Okay, so yeah, this is number 19 on the Ticket's top 25, which I can't seem to find anywhere, so that's kind of cool. That we didn't put it on the website, but we hope to do that soon. Sometime in the Ticket's 25th year.
Sometime this year it'll be
up
there.
We will post this so everybody can see what they are. Number 19 is the Muser's Prank Call of the Week, which is amazing to me. Amazing that you would try this every week and actually pull it off. And I listened to some old ones. They're funny. I remember you were calling a golf course, I was telling you, George, where... You were trying to get free golf for 24 people because you knew Rick Arnett. And let's see. Maybe I could just...
Like a family reunion.
You
want to
hear
something?
Just a tiny bit of this one?
I've forgotten all about this one.
This is just a different one. And the way you wanted to play was a little odd. Am I not up here, Mina?
We know that it's going to be hot, and I know that a lot of municipals don't allow this, but we don't like wearing shirts.
You'd have to wear a shirt here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even if we get off at 5:30?
Yeah.
How about... I don't know if we can do that. Because here's the problem. See, we got the Arnetts and the Delanans. And excuse me, usually we split it up the shirts and skins.
Okay, well, you guys are going to have to play somewhere else, because our place, you're going to have to wear a shirt.
Anyway, just...
Shirts and skins and golf.
And golf. We always do that.
I can't believe they wouldn't accommodate us.
The 24 of us who want free golf.
Family.
Because I know Rick Arnett.
We're going to play skins.
Oh. Okay, so man. I might have played him out of order.
Bring this back.
I might have played him out of order chronologically, but I think this one tickled me more, the whole premise of it. So back before other people on your show have taken the Norm voice to a different place, Jubb was fake Norm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because if you have fake Norm and Andy, well...
Gordon had to do one. Yeah,
Gordon had to do Andy. Because anyway, that's a future segment. So Dale appears to be your new toy.
Mm-hmm.
Dale joins the Ticket. Boy, let's we do prank call of the week. Let's do prank call of the week to Dale. He'll believe anything.
This must be the first one to Dale before we did the Dan Bennett.
Right. I think this is out of order, but it's in order for me, which is I think this one is funnier. So Do you want to set up? It's Norm calling Dan Bennett. Or excuse me, Norm calling Dale.
Mm-hmm. And training camp back then, you know, Dale goes now, but it was a really big deal for Dale back in the day. It was in Austin. And Dale played golf, had a really good time at night, and would, you know, do a sportscast live from Austin. And, you know, he had a really good time, so he didn't really need anyone getting in his way. So I called him as Norm, asking if I could room with him. Because at the time, Norm was at Cliff. Dale was also doing a show at Cliff. So somehow I told him that the rooms got screwed up and that we were going to have to room together.
Okay. I don't think this is live on the air.
No.
Test. Dale.
Testing your Norm voice.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just fast forward past the wife answering then, shouldn't I? Or these seven rings.
Is Dale there, please?
Yeah, Mass is calling.
This is Norm Hitchkiss.
Oh, okay, Norm, hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, so Dale's wife is pretty familiar with who Norm is.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Hello.
How you doing, Mr. H?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Are you going to be in training camp next week?
All of next week.
All next week.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing your show next Friday from down there?
Yeah, this Friday and next Friday.
Okay. Have you talked to Dan?
No. Dan Bennett?
Yeah.
No. About what?
Okay. Well, where are you staying?
At the Hyatt.
Okay, good. Because that's where we're staying.
Uh-huh.
Did he talk to you about room arrangements?
No.
Well, we're short of rooms.
Who's short of rooms?
Well, Cliff is. Are you staying under through Channel 8?
Right. Yeah.
Oh. Because...
Are you asking to sleep with me? No.
Well, that was going to be my point because... I don't want to stay with Fish.
Yeah. No, I've just got the one. I assume I got the same room. I've just got the one room with one double bed, what they've always got me set up in.
Well, it's one more room than I've got.
Well, I don't understand. What happened?
See, I thought that you were staying under Cliff. That's what Dan told me. And if that was the case, Dale, which is fine, but we're short a room, and I thought I was going to have your room, which basically turns out to be your room. I thought Dan gave you one of our rooms, so I'm short a room. Because now they want me to stay with Fish.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know why the hell he would have said that. I've never stayed anything like that. I mean, I've got a Channel 8 room that was booked through Channel 8 and all that kind of nonsense. And
see, I thought you did this through Dan and Murtis and everyone over here.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
No, I don't know where that would have come from. Did you have the Hyatt? I take it you're saying the Hyatt's completely booked up?
Yes. Booked up. Well, all next week and then the next week, too. So, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to stay somewhere else, unless I can stay with you.
Yeah. I hate to be a jerk, but I can't stand that. I'm sorry, but I never let anybody stay with me. We've got Channel 8 dead. I just can't stand that. And hey, quiet down.
And, yeah, I've heard you snore like a walrus,
yeah,
Dale.
I'm trying to think. We've got one room down at the. Some of our guys are staying down at the Wyndham,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the Wyndham's deal is. I mean, I don't know if they got openings or what. I got the room through Channel 8. You might check with Channel 8. You might check with Billy Matthews and see if there's anybody that. Because a lot of times we will get rooms and then guys don't go or they're not staying for certain days, and there might be a possibility of something like that being able to be worked out through Channel 8. But
what if I slip on the floor?
In Billy Matthews' room, that's fine.
Oh. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Of course, that's by the time I get in, so it wouldn't be that big a deal.
See, we were just bumping the night, Dale.
Yeah, we were just bumping the night. I'm sorry. There I can't help you. But yeah, you might. I mean, James Marsh was supposed to be going down. Billy was supposed to go. Then they're not going to go. And then Susie. I don't know. But
maybe I can stay with Susie Woodhams.
Well, now that maybe in that case, I might be able to work out a trade. Here, you'd have a complete room.
Just trail off. Hey, have you heard Dunham & Miller lately?
Uh-huh.
Have you heard the prank call of the week?
Uh-huh. What?
That's what this is. It's the prank call of the week, Dale. Come on, Dale, let me stay with you, please. Let's sleep in the same bed.
Is this
George?
Yeah, this is George.
You're unbelievable. I've said this 800 times, and I'm telling you, you are unbelievable. No, you had me. I swear to you.
Oh, I know. I know I had you.
Shut him. Hitchcock just strikes me as a guy who I thought for a long time he does like to sleep with me.
Boy, you thought he was really pushing for that room, too.
I swear to you. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I mean, you're that good. I've said that for you.
Wow.
So much trail off.
That is pre-Ellen Dale.
That is awesome.
That is definitely pre-Ellen.
Yeah, pipe down back there.
Yeah, I'm not going to have
Yeah, you'd love that. I mean, I ain't trying to get on any lesbian talk show.
You'd love that, nerd. You're not staying in my room.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It was a good time.
Well done. So play some more.
So here's more.
I don't want audio.
You'll never hear those again. They can't be done.
Nope.
Can't prank call anymore.
There's got to be a way to
bring
figure it,
back.
It out.
Nope. No way. Impossible.
Cannot happen.
Hey, even with the rules back then, sometimes I'd come in at 2 in the afternoon. I'd still be here at 10 at night trying to get one to take.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
would say
we called restaurants.
Yeah,
we'd get turned down 9 out of 10 times.
The game has changed, gentlemen, but
it's all right.
Good job. It's really nice work right there.
Thanks, Bob.
My man.
You guys going to fight again?
Today?
Yeah.
We usually fight earlier in the show and kind of get it over with.
We like to do it on Thursday so we could actually make the emergency break of the week.
So we can
because otherwise, you don't look at the other days.
We want low-energy Jamie Benn to weigh in on it tomorrow morning.
Hey, guys. It's me.
Thanks, Musers. Happy 25th.
Happy 25th to you.
Best friends.
Party.
Good luck.